Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Hope you had a terrific Wednesday. Hope you had a good day, a good evening. I hope you're having a good night, whatever the hell you're having. I'm going to have me a good 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to everybody listening and locked in all over North America. Shout outs to our listeners listening and tuned in all over the world. What's up, Bulgaria? Had a caller last night from Bulgaria. And wherever you're at, thank you. Thank you to the aliens as well. I'm sure there's an alien picking up a frequency somewhere in a galaxy far, far away. Listen, I'm not an alien. I can't call myself an AT alien, but I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. We got a busy night. Busy, busy, busy. The New York Yankees. I guess this is the case for all of the New York baseball teams, but for the New York Yankees, the hits keep on coming. And not the good kind, okay? The New York Yankees, tonight, they were able to go out there and think about this for a minute. Prepare yourselves. Wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. Yankees won a game. They beat the Rays tonight 7-2. But before the game, they actually lost. They lost one of their starting pitchers to rehab for alcohol abuse. We're going to talk about Domingo Germán next hour. And damn it, even just, I don't know if what's worse than the other. I don't know if one is worse than the other. Chicago White Sox, Liam Hendricks, he just came back from cancer. He's out again, not due to cancer, thank God, but with Tommy John surgery. We're going to talk about Liam Hendricks. We'll talk about Domingo Germán. He is not the first New York Yankee to have to deal with alcohol abuse. And so we'll get to that next hour. It's Wednesday night. I deliver to you a new top six list, and we'll do the same tonight as well, 2 hours from now. The Hall of Fame game is tomorrow. The New York Jets and the Cleveland Browns will be out there playing in Ohio. We talked about that a little last night. On Saturday, we got a bunch of legends going into the Hall of Fame. And so tonight, to kind of give you a little bit of a preview for a maybe not-so-distant future, it's a top six list of active NFL players who are absolutely going to the Hall of Fame. They're playing right now, but whenever they quit, whenever they hang it up, they got to wait, but they're definitely going into the Hall of Fame. And so that top six list will be coming 2 hours from now. Just a busy day in the world of sports. Vince McMahon in the news. Okay, sports, entertainment. merger going on between the WWE and UFC, and Vince McMahon is in trouble. What else is new? Iowa and Iowa State. I guess just gambling has infected the entire region. We'll talk about that. And we got to start off the show here in a few minutes. And I can no longer keep up with all of the colleges that are changing conferences. I can't keep up with all of the schools that are in one place and want to go participate somewhere else. So we'll get into that momentarily. Shout outs to everybody tuning in on the free Odyssey app, people listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. We got people listening on SiriusXM channel 158. Shout outs to those folks in their cars or on the app. And then also, it's real simple. You can listen on a smart speaker. Just go ahead, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Shep, how are you this evening? You doing okay?
I'm doing well, JR. I appreciate you asking, man. How you doing, man? There's a lot of sports going on for an August 2nd.
Yeah, this is the time. I mean, we're leaning up on the first Thursday of football. We can get used to that. And pretty soon, we're going to be looking at college football as well. And, I mean, over the next few years, I'm going to need like a cheat sheet to really understand all of the movement that's going place or taking place in college. And I'm not talking about players with their NIL deals. They're moving all over the damn place. We hear college coaches lament the fact that this is like free agency right now when you think about the transfer portal. I mean, yesterday evening, we had the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Players are moving. This guy moves here and that guy moves here. You barely keep up. But I feel like every damn day that I read the news or check what's going on, there's a new school, there's a new college, there's a new university that says, I need to leave my conference for more money. I'm not making enough money in my conference. I need to leave. Well, why the hell do we even have these conferences anymore? I know why they're packaging up media rights to make more money. I get it. But, man, we got some conferences out here that are just suffering. Come on, let's take a look at the Pac-12. I don't even know what the Pac-12 is anymore. Okay, let's think about this. Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, they're all thinking about leaving. The Pac-12, we could blink. It's 12, right? No, it could be down to 6 teams before you know it in a year or two. And if that's the case, then damn it, they might as well not exist. It's just crazy. The Big Ten, they're trying to add Oregon, Washington, Cal, and Stanford from the Pac-12. We already know they snatched up USC and UCLA starting next year, basically taking Los Angeles and the television market just straight out of the Pac-12. And the Big Ten is stretching all across the country. The Big 12 last week, Colorado and the Big 12, they get back together. I mean, Oklahoma and Texas, they are already leaving, joining the SEC. This is just nuts. Like, who and what is the Power Five? Can we just bury that phrase altogether? And then it doesn't stop there. It's a little bit closer to me. They don't play any SEC, but they're right down the road. My friends in Tallahassee, all my folks in Tally, my people at Florida State University. I mean, they had their board meeting, and their president, Richard McCullough, he basically said, man, we can't stay here in the ACC. We're going to go poor. Our school, our university, we are going to go poor. Sticking around in this, we might have to leave. Listen to him.
We, of course, are not satisfied with our current situation. We love the ACC. We love our partners at ESPN. our goal would be to continue to stay in the ACC, but staying in the ACC under the current situation is hard for us to figure out how we remain competitive.
Oh, ouch, ouch, ouch. We know football makes money for the Seminoles. We know basketball makes money for the Seminoles. We know football and basketball pretty much subsidize all of the athletic programs. And here's the kicker. The ACC is locked into a TV deal with ESPN until 2036. 2036. So you know what they can't do? Get more money from ESPN while everybody else does. That was Rich McCullough, the president, right? You had other board members and trustees who were just like, nope. It's not a matter of, if we leave. It's a matter of when we leave and how the hell we get out of this deal. How much money they got to pay to exit, when they can exit. Let me tell you this. FSU, other ACC schools, they get $40 million, or they got $40 million last year, okay? SEC schools got $50 million last year. Big Ten schools got $60 million last year. Hey, do some math. Last time I looked, 40 was less than 50, and it sure as hell was less than 60. And these schools, or these conferences, the SEC also has a deal with ESPN. They're getting $3 billion next year. Brand new deal. The Big Ten, they just signed a deal with, damn it, almost every television distributor, CBS, NBC, and Fox. They're making about $1 billion a year. And so this is what everything boils down to. Who's going to pay us? What conference can we go to where we can make the most money? That's it. That's why, to a certain degree, it's almost comical to me when the coaches just complain about the players now able to make money and go wherever the hell they want. Because let's think about the food chain. The players can go where they want. The coaches can just about go where they want. The teams can leave conferences and just about go where they want. Yeah, college football, college athletics, it is the wild, wild west. There is no accountability. You can leave the Pac-12 until the Pac-12 doesn't exist. If you're in, I don't know, if you're in the Big 12, you can just say, hell, damn it, I'm going to the SEC. I might get smacked around a whole lot because, well, we trying to air the ball out. We don't play no defense. But I'm going to go make some more money in the SEC. This has gotten wild. I need a cheat sheet. You want to tell me, looking at the Pac-12, that bringing in San Diego State and SMU is going to, it's going to fix things? Answer's no. This is what we got in college sports and college football for the next several years. I can't keep up. And this is everything I just shared with you is almost news from today. The Big 12 trying to add Oregon, Washington, Cal, and Stanford. FSU saying that, oh yeah, well, eventually we're going to have to get the hell up on out the ACC. If you're a traditionalist, if you like conference rivalries, if you like traditional playing styles, you know, going into the Big Ten and being in the Midwest, playing cold football, let's run the ball with giant offensive lines. Let's air the ball out in the South. You can throw all of that out the window. I can't wait until the California schools just go to the Midwest. I can't wait till the schools that just like to air it up and air it out. I can't wait for Oklahoma and Texas to just, you know, meet some defense in Georgia. It's going to be a fun watch. But instead of having individual conferences with individual styles based in regions, it's like we got a bunch of, I don't know, many, many college NFLs. That's it. The Big Ten stretches all over the country now. And the Pac-12 might as well not even exist. I thought the trade deadline with baseball was something wild yesterday. And, man, I can't keep up with all the movement in college. I think sooner than later, I'm going to hang a cheat sheet, you know, over the television. Yeah, I still have one of those. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, how do you feel about all the movement in college sports? And I'm not talking about the teams. I'm talking about the conferences. Like the rivalries, if you cared about them, they might be gone. Everybody is just out here chasing the buck. Everybody is out here looking to get paid. And the easiest way to do so, hey, go find a TV deal. Sports is one of the last valuable things on television, if you want to call it that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. We're just getting started. I told you we're going to get into Iowa and Iowa State and their gambling. We're going to talk about Vince McMahon, the Yankees. Oh, man, the Yankees won a game tonight, but they are probably screwed long term. Liam Hendricks has an injury. We're going to give you a top six list of NFL players who are active going into the Hall of Fame whenever they quit. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Every day, I told you before the break, we have new schools that are moving conferences. There are new rumors. Just over the past few years, we know about Oklahoma and Texas going to the SEC. We know about the Big Ten adding USC and UCLA. That obviously is affecting the Pac-12 and the type of distribution deal they can get for their games. There are even reports that Apple, who we know is now distributing all the MLS games, especially now that Messi is in the fold, it's a huge effect when you don't have the second largest media market in the country to just try to negotiate with. And so there's always some movement. God knows what's going on with the Pac-12, Colorado going back to the Big 12. It's just that Florida State is like, hey, we're going to have to get the hell out of the ACC to get money. And it's a hodgepodge right now. It's going to take years, and we're going to have consistent movement as schools just try to make a buck. It's a business first, isn't it? I mean, we can think about higher education in its simplest form. Costs money. Let's think about this for a minute. In order to learn, in order to try to learn, to go out there and climb the social ladder, there's a system that says you got to pay for knowledge. It's how it is, right? It's a different conversation for a different day. Everything is all about money. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Dallas. David, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
JR, I think you got some great points. There's a few I want to throw out there for you, get your thoughts about them. First of all, I think within 5-10 years, you're going to see these super conferences, mainly the Big Ten, the SEC, they're going to start trimming the fat off. They're going to cut out folks who, you know, let's face it, aren't bringing in their fair share, or they're going to tell them they have to take less. You're going to see a Northwestern, a Vanderbilt. I think they're going to get booted. I think 10 years from now, they're in the American Athletic Conference or Conference USA. Next thing, I can see the Mountain West and what's left of the Pac-12 merging together.
Yeah.
Because I think what's left of the Pac-12 is going to be kind of like the clearance rack at your favorite department store. You're going to have these other conferences going and say, ooh, you know, we normally couldn't afford this. But, hey, you know, this is kind of the leftovers. Well, why not? Last thing, this is going to be terrible for the players. And I said from the time when everybody wanted to do the NIL, everybody wants it to be a miniature NFL, that's fine. But no longer they're going to be able to say, well, hey, that's a 19-year-old kid. Because people will be saying, people already started to say it, though, but it's going to get more and more over the years, JR, as they're professionalizing this. People are going to say, now, wait a minute, that guy got how much NIL money, and he's not producing? Oh, what a bum. What a loser. It's going to be just like NFL or any other pro sports where people are going to be saying, well, for this amount of money, you should be getting this kind of production.
Yeah, I think the only difference there is, and we haven't reached that point yet, where the schools are paying the athletes. I don't know if and when that might take place. That might take another decade or two or three. But for someone to make some marketing cash, yeah, there's going to be criticism. Come on, we have college athletes right now who are already criticized. But yes, when you throw in money, there's going to be a certain sector of the fan base or any fan base who's going to pitch a fit, especially when people are gambling on games. And we're going to get into that in a little while with Iowa and Iowa State and their gambling issues. But I certainly agree with you. And we see it. There's a consolidation when it comes down to the conferences. We got teams, or not teams, but we have schools who are trying to, you know, team up and jump conferences so they can make more money. And so you had a perfect cliche. These schools are looking to be out here and trim the fat. That's it. And so, yes, we already got schools. Let's think about this. We already have schools that kind of hang out by the wayside. They're not where the big boys play. You know, they're not the Alabamas. They are not the Georgias and the Clemsons and the Notre Dames and the Michigans of the world. We already got plenty of those schools. So let's be honest. This is nothing new. We're just getting more of a confirmation that you can't hang out with us. It's like walking into the lunchroom back in high school, and then you got that table where it's just like, can you sit at that table? Are you cool enough to sit at that table? Do your parents have enough money for you to sit at that table? And that's the world that we live in. And it's no different. It really isn't. All of this was inevitable. It really was. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Malden is calling from Sacramento. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Malden.
Hey, man. Glad to be aboard the program. The thing that I see that's really detrimental is that all of the interstate rivalries that you used to have, like with Cal and Stanford and Oregon State, it's just going to rip apart and destroy all of those natural rivalries. And you have some of those rivalries, JR, that goes back to 1880s, 1900s, 1920s. So when you have these rivalries being ripped apart, well, where's your fan base really going to be at then? And so when you look at how they're expanding, and it's rapidly, well, everybody might as well just go ahead on and get paid, because everybody is one step from being a pro, and it just takes away all of the rivalries that had developed over all of these decades. That's what I think about it, and I'm out.
Well, thank you, Malden, for calling from Sacramento. Let me be careful how I say this. Things change over time. I agree with him 100%. I really do. I agree with him 100%. But here's the thing. There's going to be a new influx. Unless we all blow each other to smithereens, there's going to be a new influx of college football fans that come and get older, and then there's going to be another group that ages out and goes away. That's just the cycle of life. Like, I ain't going to be here forever, and unless they're going to freeze you, neither are you, okay? If you were watching football in 1900, then God bless you for listening to me right now. But the fact is, the folks who are young right now, and when I say young, some kid who's 10 years old and doesn't see or is not going to see the rivalry, but is going to be interested in the game because of, I don't know, a video game or highlights. I think the next generation up who happens to be young, and there's a lot of people, are interested because of betting. And so I don't think there's going to be a full loss because of rivalry. Is tradition going to be lost? Yes. Yes, and absolutely. But I think as a society, I mean, if you look at a lot of things that have happened and taken place, one thing is sure for certain, change is inevitable. And if you want to talk about tradition, think about traditions in your home, in your family. You try to pass them down, but ultimately things do change. New things, new rivalries take place. It may not be regional, but things change. It's inevitable in life. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Michael is calling from Pennsylvania. Michael, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Okay, JR, are these players today, are they playing for the love of the game or for money or for both? In your honest opinion, you can talk college. If you were talking about college coming a little out of hell, or you talk pro.
Michael, what are you asking me?
Do you think, in your honest opinion, are the players Pennsylvania, are they actually playing for the love of the game, for money, or for both?
I'll answer you, Mike. I hear myself playing in the background. Michael is like, I'm going to call JR, and I'm going to talk to JR. And I'm going to listen to myself on the radio while I talk to JR.
I told him to
myself.
Put it down, JR. I told him literally turn off the radio
Shep,
in the background, and he did it, and then he doesn't listen.
It doesn't matter, Shep. Nothing to be upset about. I just wanted to just verbally detail. It's no big deal. Here's the thing, Michael. I can't speak for every player in their circumstance. I would think that if you're playing football, which is a violent sport, where you get hurt, where you get injured, I would think that a vast majority of the college athletes, which the majority are not going pro, that they love the game, or that they're using the game to try to get an education, to get a scholarship. There are some who ain't smelling a dime. And I mean, damn it, there are players in the NFL who do not love the NFL, but they do it because they can't get paid. And so there's not a simple answer here. Well, are the players doing it for the love of the game, or are the players doing it because they want money? Not everybody's making money, man. The majority of these dudes ain't smelling a dime. They're not. Okay, we had Bryce Young. I heard Bryce Young tell a story earlier this week about how while he was still in Alabama and before he smelled a dollar or a dime, that he was doing Uber Eats, that he was putting on a ski mask, and so nobody saw his face when he delivered the food, and so he could make an honest living. I mean, come on now. We can go even further. I remember, and I don't know what year it was, it doesn't matter. I was in Dallas, Texas. I think this was UConn at a Final Four, and this is a famous story. I was standing right in front of, I believe it was Shabazz Napier, where he sat in front of me and is like, oh, man, I go hungry at night sometimes. We're like, what? Like, wait a damn minute, what? You're here at the Final Four, and you're getting ready to play basketball, and everybody at the NCAA is about to make billions of dollars, and you're going to sleep hungry? So, look, is everybody making money? No. Would everybody like to make money? Yes. I haven't met a human being. I don't know, maybe the Dalai Lama. I don't know what his deal is. He's, never mind. I think a lot of people want to make money, okay? And I think a lot of people want to love what the hell they do. And if you can marry the two, then you have basically hit the jackpot. 855-212-4CBS. Andy is calling from Arkansas. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, guys. Actually, I'm glad I was three calls back because when I told Shep, I said, I'm really concerned about, you know, the movement and, you know, the conferences going away and stuff. But then listening to you, Because at my age, you know, I'm stuck to the old ways, the rivalries. And the dude out of Sacramento said exactly what I want to say. And then your answer to that was, hey, things change. Either catch up or I'm a lifelong college fan. I love college football. I love all college sports. And that's why I had an issue when I first called. But then listening to you, JR, 90% of the time, if I can just hear you out, I feel better about things, and you're right. Change happens. So, man, you and Chip are amazing. I appreciate you, and keep doing what you're doing. I'm gonna go ahead and lay down, take a nice sleep tonight, not worry about college football.
Well, at least you can take some solace, and it ain't going anywhere. Okay.
Yes,
it might change, but it ain't going nowhere.
And I got to catch up with change. I have a problem with that.
Yeah, nah, listen, who likes change? Nobody. But it's a part of life. I'll give you a different example, Andy. Listen, I love baseball, and I love all sports. Come on, how about this? There was a report today that the NFL is looking into the XFL-style kickoffs to eliminate, space for the players to run each other or run at each other like darts. They're trying to put the players closer together during kickoff, so there are less concussions. Now, look, do I miss kickoffs? Hell yeah. I'm sick of touchbacks. Do I understand that things have to change so these dudes don't pass the hell out? I understand that too. And so change is inevitable. Look, man, if I had it my way, baseball would still be played the way it was in the 80s and 90s. I can't stand. Do I love baseball? Yes. Do I like the current version of baseball? No, I do not. But I've accepted it. I don't have to like it the same way, but it is what it is, you know?
Do you remember Nomar Garcia-Perez standing at the plate?
Oh, fixing his stupid straps and in and out and rubbing his crotch and fixing his straps and stepping in. He had OCD. Of course I remember Nomar, yes.
So that I don't miss that, but I agree with you, man. It's a different game. We got to catch up to it. Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
And then thank you for everything you guys do. What about LeBron James's son? How's he doing and what is going on? You got premier athletes having cardio. And is that something that, is that just a happenstance or what do you think is going on? And
I don't know because I'm not a doctor. Okay.
Right.
And I had a guy, just one guy, which is, it's a little surprising because people get so up in arms when you talk about these things. You know, I made a point when LeBron's son had cardiac arrest that I said, man, the first thing that people did, which is unfortunate, is scream on Twitter, which is an empty echo chamber of just, you know, oh, my God, it could be this or it could be the vaccine. And it's like, okay, who knows? I don't know. I ain't no doctor. But I have remembered my entire life. I can go back and read stories when the newspaper, when I used to read it on Inc., about how XYZ athlete, you know, passed out because of a heart issue, whether it was a basketball player or whether it was someone who died out on a field. And we saw Damar Hamlin. That was due to getting popped in the chest. But to automatically jump to conclusions, I think is unfair and it's disgusting.
I agree, and I'm so glad you just said that.
Yeah, I'm not one to do it. People have been, and it's not just, well, let's also think about this. People say young athletes are now, you know, having heart issues, oh, my God, at a now astounding rate. Well, let me think about this. How many 30, 40, 50, and 60-year-olds have time to go out there and play sports? You know, the vast majority of people running around playing sports recreationally, I would venture to say that, oh my God, guess what? They're kids. they're gonna be 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And so I don't want to jump to conclusions. I ain't no doctor. I just know that unfortunately, people, this has been occurring. People have congenital heart issues. Sometimes you don't even know it. We've talked about this, and thank you, Andy, for calling from Arkansas. I got to hit the break.
Thank you guys so much.
No doubt about it. Come on. It's not the same thing. We've had a premier athlete in Deion Sanders, one of the most premier athletes that we've seen in America since sports has existed in this wide space that it's in. This man is dealing with blood clots. Who would have thought him high-stepping? He's now having toes removed from his foot. Come on now. I'm going to stop. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you, we got to get used to change. Not all change is good. We got gambling issues in college. We got athletes who are gambling and getting in trouble. We're going to talk about it, more of your calls. We're going to talk about the Yankees issues.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, first of all, you know, I just want to start off by saying I respect you a lot, and I love your show and everything that you do. So just wanted to say mad love and love everything that you do.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I'm going to tell you about all these Iowa college athletes that are out here gambling. I'm going to tell you about them in a second. For my soccer fans out there, everybody learning about soccer, all the new MLS fans. Messi scored again. Miami is leading Orlando right now, 2-1. A soccer match is 90 minutes. They've played 52 minutes right now. Messi scored in the first 7 minutes of the match. And Joseph Martinez, who used to play here in Atlanta, he just scored on a penalty kick, and so now Miami leads 2-1. Messi's just going to score every game, huh? Just every match, just Messi. What a guy. It's nice to have him here in America. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, we've talked about colleges and everybody moving conferences. I told you about the challenges to the Pac-12. Of the changes to the sport. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about some changes to the New York Yankees. We got a player here who is battling alcohol addiction. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But for all of the athletes making money, and everybody making money, the schools are switching conferences to make money. Iowa and Iowa State, they have been in the news for the wrong reasons. I want you to take a listen to this news report that popped up today, courtesy of KCCI.
Number of Iowa athletes charged in an online sports gambling investigation is growing. Today, University of Iowa football player Adam Blom is the latest player to be charged. A criminal complaint claims Blom made around 170 wagers while underage, including a bet on the 2021 Iowa-Iowa State game. We told you yesterday, prosecutors charged Iowa State quarterback Hunter Deckers with tampering with records relating to violations of gambling rules. The criminal complaint against Deckers says he tried to hide his identity when placing bets to create the appearance the transactions were made by a family member and not him. Deckers' attorney denies the charges and says Deckers will not be at ISU's fall football camp.
Oh, yeah, he's stepping away from the team. They said he used a false name. He was trying to impede the investigation, and you just heard from the report that he's just like, oh, yep, it's not true. It wasn't me. And for anyone who's not up to speed or up to snuff, the NCAA's penalties for athletes who gamble, you could potentially just get the boot. You could lose your college eligibility, and I don't think you need to be a rocket scientist to understand if you lose that, then you might as well be gone from the school as well. And so we've had more of these stories. There are additional athletes that are or have been allegedly, reportedly, you know, gambling and betting on games. I mean, there's a former Iowa guard who made almost 2,000 sports bets. Aaron Ulis, Pardon me if I'm screwing up his name. Doesn't matter. He's in trouble. He transferred to Nebraska. He bet a total of $35,000 under a fake name, Greg Jones. Easier for me to pronounce. At least one of those bets was believed to be an Iowa game while he was on the team. I guess there's not enough money, right? Not everybody's making enough NIL money, so they got to bet and try to hide it. Damn. It's coming to the bigs, folks. Wait until the NFL, the NBA, NHL. Oh, it's coming. It's coming big time. I forgot what NHL player, his wife, tried to throw him under the bus and say, oh, yeah, all he does is gamble. It's coming, folks. 855-212-4CBS. Skillet is calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, I just wanted to say these Iowa State, Iowa players that are gambling, I think it's probably been going on a while. Because those two teams, I believe, started playing each other every year. So I don't know if they're kind of colluding while they're actually playing in their games or not. But that Denver Bronco kid, he's from Iowa State, and he's only been in the pros for 2 years now. So I'd have to believe his gambling problem started when he was in college.
You're referring to the defensive lineman who was just the gentleman with the African name who was given the boot last week.
Right. I hope it's not the boot because, I mean, well, he doesn't deserve to get kicked out of football for gambling.
It's a year long. It's a year-long suspension, so he might be gone. He might be given the boot. We got to see.
Really? One year?
It's a year,
well, that's pretty stupid. They could do something a lot better than that.
I'll tell you this, Skillet. I don't think it's stupid when you're trying to maintain the integrity of the game. So basically, this is what it boils down to for NFL players. If you gamble, and we are seeing this with Jameson Williams, and he didn't bet on an NFL game, he's going to be out for 6 games. And if you do the opposite, if you are found to have bet on NFL games, it doesn't have to be your own, you're gone. And they're calling it an indefinite suspension for a year. And so that's at the minimum. I mean, we've seen Detroit Lion players not named Jameson Williams who have the same or lesser talent, I should say. They've been given the boot. And so you could really get screwed up here. I would just say, listen, if you're a pro, if you're in the game, if you're a college athlete, just try your best. Don't gamble, just play. It ain't worth it. Very dangerous. And we're seeing this at all levels of sports. Let's be real. Let's be honest. They're high school kids. And they don't have to be athletes. They're high schoolers. You could be addicted to anything. We got high school athletes, kids in this country, probably in Europe as well, other places all over the world, addicted to gambling. It's so easy nowadays. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of addiction, there's a New York Yankee who has to go away for addiction. I'll explain on the other side of the break here on CBS Sports Radio.
9 out of 10 women feel pressure to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls. Love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At Get Joy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. Get Joy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
Attention sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention BETUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BETUS.com and join today. That's BETUS, where the game begins.